This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls on broadcast.
It is truly a crazy world out there, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. I'm not part of that. I am. I'm a member of the crazy world, but I don't participate in as much crazy as our other counterparts do on the left. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So let me just give you a few headlines. So we used to do a segment called Headlines. And we've gone away from it because the show jumps around. It's really, honestly, it's what makes me feel good that day. If it bores me, I don't want to do it, then I won't. And then there are some days where I'm tired. You guys may notice it, and we don't have as much punch. And that's just the way it is. I mean, you can't always be in your A game. Today we are, so you're lucky. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. So here's some headlines. Just to give you an idea of how crazy the world is, this happened in the last few days, okay? Man, 33 arrested for sexually assaulting and strangling a female jogger to death before dumping her body in a lake. All right? Now, that came on the heels of a South Carolina student killed by a fake Uber driver. This guy apparently just pulls up to parties at 2 o'clock in the morning, finds a, you know, some girl that thinks that she's, you know, are you my driver? Jumps in his vehicle. I don't know what, I didn't even read the story. I don't know the headlines. My bet is he sexually assaulted her and then dumped her. But that was another thing that occurred. Here's another one. Mystery letter from a law enforcement source claiming a, quote, jacked up white guy killed Karina Vetrano. And NYPD withheld evidence. Holy mother of Jussie Smollett. There's a black guy who was supposedly killed, Karina Vetrano, and they're saying, no, there was a letter written to law enforcement that said it was some jacked up white guy who did it. So this is the world that we currently live in. Three women murdered, killed by, but by the way, the fake Uber driver. I'm not trying to make this racial or any way. I'm just telling you these are the facts. The guy who killed Karina Vetrano, black guy. South Carolina student killed by the fake Uber driver, black guy. The man arrested for sexually assaulting this woman, Hispanic dude. Now, I don't care about their colors because it's a tragedy either way it goes. But what I'm telling you is there's already something out there to mitigate it. Oh, this white guy, it was a white guy that killed Karina, whatever. Okay, here's another headline for you. Rapper Nipsey Hussle, which is a takeoff of a guy who's a comedian back in the 60s and 70s named Nipsey Russell. I say that for you youngsters out there. He was killed in front of his clothing store, gunned down. Was going to go talk to the police about something, I don't know what, like improving community relations or something, and he gets gunned down. Let me tell you this. The cops didn't kill him, okay? The cops didn't kill him. Those are just a few of the headlines. You want to go international? Venezuela will ration electricity for a month following nationwide power cuts. And we have kids running around going, we love us some socialism. We love us some socialism. Where's the socialism? We need more. These are the types of things that, look, I could go on. I'm not kidding you. I could go headline to headline to headline. We could speculate on these stories. We get them closer to right than the fake news media does anything about us. If I just took these headlines and just expounded upon them myself, I would be closer to the truth about these headlines than the leftist media will ever try to get closer to the truth for us. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who I am. That's who you're listening to. Get people joining all the time going, who is this? You know, when they're just scrolling down the radio. So we got to let them know every now and then. Man, crazy world. What do I want to talk about? I mean, there's tons. New Trump polling, crazy stories out there. One where a grandmother gives birth to her granddaughter. That one caught my attention the other day. What about cockroach milk? Have you had cockroach milk? Yeah, that's in the news. But the thing I really want to talk about outside of these crazy headlines is I want to talk about Joe Biden. Who's after Joe Biden? Biden's got some serious issues coming up. Here's an article, and I'm just going to start it because we got a lot to talk about with Biden, but they said beyond the primaries, the new accusation raises questions about whether Biden, in a general election, would strike a weak contrast with President Donald Trump, who has faced multiple allegations of sexual misconduct towards women. Now, here's why Biden's got a serious problem. As you guys know, Lucy Flores has accused the former vice president of being a bit handsy. And, of course, he is. Biden is creepy. Google creepy Biden. We'll talk about it more here in a bit. But Google it and you'll see. And so what's happening right now is somebody is looking to destroy. They're telling Biden, we warned you. We told you to retire. Now, here's what I said to you guys. I said Joe Biden wouldn't run. Then Biden started making all these overtures, all these mea culpas. He's apologizing for his criminal justice reform thing, which, by the way, he never should have apologized for, and neither should the Clintons. They never should have apologized for putting super predators in jail. Super predators don't dictate that it's black people or Hispanics. It dictates that it's people that have done many crimes and need to be put in prison. But the left colorized it, and that was the end of it. If Hillary Clinton had come out and said, look, black people seem to think we're talking about them as being super predators. How about the white folks? This rule wasn't made for colored people, but she didn't do that. She fell on the sword, and it cost her the election because black folks were mad about it. But black folks were smart enough to know, number one, we do have super predators among us. But number two, the legislation wasn't just for black people. Okay, we may have higher criminality, but that doesn't mean it's colorized for blacks. And Biden did the same thing. Then he came out and he did the recent one with Anita Hill. Right? So I knew he was structuring to set himself up to run. And I said, based on this, he's going to run. Now, here's what happened. Somebody came along and went, we're done with you. You need to retire. I don't know what's going on with Hillary Clinton other than her torpedoing herself, but Hillary Clinton got retired by Donald Trump. But other people retired her too, because she was going to win this last election in 2016, as we can tell from all the orchestration that went on. And she didn't. And divine guidance of God, right? Divine power. But the fact is, there were people working against Hillary Clinton that normally wouldn't have worked against her. Same's going on with Biden. Somebody has determined, and I'm talking about at the higher levels of leftist government, leftist bureaucracy, has said, we don't want Joe Biden anymore when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden in serious political trouble. Somebody high up in the Democratic Party is after him. This is not a Republican lynching. It's not a witch hunt by the Republicans. This is something being orchestrated inside of the Democratic Party. And I believe the reason is because Joe Biden is an old white man, a rich old white man. And to be honest with you, I say to Biden, look, dude, you've gotten as high as you need to get. You're running on the fumes of a failed administration that people are going to give you credit for because of the affirmative action, Barack Obama. They're going to give him a curve. They're going to grade him on a curve. Run with it, white boy. You got money now. You can go out and demand pretty good money for speeches. You can write books. You can appear. Whatever. I don't know how these rich old white folks make money. But do your thing. Get out of politics. And somebody's telling them the same doggone thing. The Democratic Party has lurched so far left. Biden actually looks like Reagan to them. They want him out, and they want him out because they're bringing up stuff that is pretty well known. This article I was reading earlier says the 2020 presidential race is the first to occur after the explosion of the Me Too movement. By the way, The Me Too movement built on Harvey Weinstein. You haven't seen his name in ages. You haven't heard his name unless I mention it and bring it up to remind you that he is the father of the Me Too movement, the incestuous father of the Me Too movement, the one who's been dingling all these girls in Hollywood for 3 decades, and you haven't heard hide nor hair of him mentioned. But anyway, they say this Me Too movement, which swept record numbers of women into public office last year. Over the last 18 months, numerous powerful men in media, politics, and business have lost their jobs or careers after allegations of sexual harassment or assault became public. I mean, we're talking about innuendo. Bill Cosby is in jail for 50 years ago, things that people say he did that haven't been done. People that were lining up to get a paycheck, and Cosby's like, I ain't paying nobody unless you want to be paid in jello pudding. You know, he said, I'm having none of it. And he's sitting 80-something years old in prison. Meanwhile, creepy Joe Biden, who publicly molests women, is walking around free. Yeah, Democrats don't want to talk about that white privilege, but it sure looks pretty glaring to me. Nor do they want to talk about, oh, here we go. Here comes Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show about to start some mess. They don't want to talk about the black privilege of Jussie Smollett and the idea that he can get off on a crime that everybody knows he did. See, it works both ways with Democrats. They don't care, black or white. As long as you got a D after your name and you're supporting the narrative, they will do whatever it takes to keep you in power. But somebody doesn't like Biden. And oh, guess what? Many people no longer like Jussie. We'll get to him in a bit. Anyway, they said, running a campaign in the post-Me Too or in the middle of the Me Too movement with these kinds of things on your record is going to be very difficult, said Princeton historian Julian Zelizer. The old ways on gender are just no longer tolerable. She said something interesting. You may not have caught it. She said, running a campaign in the post-Me Too or in the middle of the Me Too movement, she corrected herself. See, post-Me Too means that movement's done. For the record, that movement is done. And you know what it's catching now? It's catching old, white, male leftists. It's not catching us. It's not catching conservative men. We don't need a Me Too movement. We know when we've been inappropriate with women because it's been the same way since the beginning of time. We know when we've overstepped. And we apologize for it or move on. Women who it occurred to, conservative women, know when you've overstepped. And you know what they do? They say, hey, you've overstepped. Back away, baby. Right? They do that. And life goes on. Now with the left, now you're watching them eat their own. I love it. I love it. I'm sitting here with popcorn and a soda going, go for it. Enjoy. Eat the carcass of Joe Biden and Jussie Smollett and many others. I'm not saying Smollett is in the Me Too thing, but he's got his own problems. So the Biden mop-up team, folks, is working overtime. They blame Lucy Flores for their political hot potato, but Lucy Flores isn't the problem. And I called, it was funny when I was thinking about this, I said, well, Biden now is definitely the hands-on favorite to win the nomination. See, I've dealt with this before. The compact computer, when a gentleman by the name of Hans, what was Hans's last name? I cannot remember. But he was a CFO. Yeah, I believe, yeah, he was a CFO of compact computer. And he sexually harassed women. Man, don't get in an elevator by yourself with Hans. We called him Hans. Yeah, his name was Hans. But I can't remember his last name. Look it up. Capella's was the CEO at the time. Anyway, they got rid of Hans. I want to say it was Gruber, but it wasn't Gruber. But it was like Greiden, whatever. But it was Hans, and they dumped him. This was years ago. Years ago. And so, you know, this has been going on for a long time. We understand it. We understand it in corporate America. But with Joe Biden, he's been immune to it. Yeah, he's got many skeletons in his closet. And as I alluded earlier, this mea culpa with Anita Hill offered a glimpse into that dank, vast, sordid past that hides the ghost of Biden. So now, if Biden wants to lose the presidency for a third time, because he will not win. If he were to make it, he wouldn't win. He has a lot of clearing out of that clutter in his closet to do, because let me tell you something. Donald Trump, they can go, we got a tape on him and all that. Donald Trump has been vetted thoroughly when it comes to the subject of sexually abusing women. He's been vetted. There is no other dirt that they can bring up on Donald Trump. But let me tell you something. Donald Trump will bring up the dirt on Biden. He's willing to stir it up. See, most people would avoid it. They'd be like, well, I don't know. You know, they did accuse me. Trump would be like, yeah, you got Creepy Joe. He even tweeted. Donald Trump even tweets about Creepy Joe Biden. He's daring the left to bring it up again. You've lost twice. Multiple times that they tried to accuse Donald Trump of doing something weird with women or whatever. And you know what it always comes back to? It always comes back to this dude was a good-looking billionaire, successful businessman, TV idol. And if you think he couldn't get his, you are out of your mind. And that common sense thread went through everybody's brain, left, right, 8 to 80, blind, cripple, or crazy. Joe Biden, on the other hand, is creepy. Joe Biden's that guy. You don't let babysit the kids. You don't let you pick up your wife from the airport, you know, to do you a favor. You don't let Joe Biden do that. So now, as Politico suggests, Biden's got to address some of the more public creepiness. So they started. They started with the number one creepy thing that Biden did, and I think most of you remember this, when he was Stephanie Carter, who was the wife of former Defense Secretary Ash Carter, and Ash was getting his, you know, whatever, he was getting made the Secretary of Defense, and Biden creeps up behind her and starts with the shoulder rub, and then he goes in and kisses the back of her hair. That's the Biden move. If it were a dance, it would be called the Biden. Anyway, we'll talk more about it in a bit.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com. For a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind, escaperightnow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill at a House Oversight Committee hearing.
3:30 the day before you schedule a 8:30 a.m. interview for the very next day at the organizational meeting of this committee. You pledged you would not do that. You said closed-door testimony would be done so that members could attend, but you pick a Saturday on a week we're not even in session and tell us the day before.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, as the House Oversight Committee holds a hearing after the White House reportedly gave security clearances to dozens of people with disqualifying issues in their backgrounds. Several tanks appear to be burning at a large chemical plant fire near Houston, Texas. Firefighters are working on getting the flames out near the center of the KMCO facility in Crosby. Seen from miles away are two columns of thick black smoke billowing up in the air. KMCO specializes in chemical manufacturing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lots going on in the news. We're focused right now, this hour, on Joe Biden and his woes. But there's a lot of other things that have happened. For example, Donald Trump overruled Betsy DeVos and he refunded Special Olympics. I believe that was probably a staged deal. And I'll give Betsy DeVos credit for essentially taking the sword, falling on the sword on that one. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. She did exactly what she was supposed to do. She says, we got to cut the budget. President Trump demanded I cut the budget. We're cutting Special Olympics. And people, what? She's hard. Huh? You know, they had a conniption. And then President Trump says, I'm going to have to overrule Betsy on this one. And we're going to refund Special Olympics. And that's he knew that they would go after her, which they did, and then he came in and he saved the day, and now they have to report that President Trump has a heart. He's got a heart for these little kids that have all kinds of issues, physical and mental issues. By the way, Democrats like to kill those kids. I don't know if you guys know that. Oh, yeah. Hey, Democrats, if you want to call in and let me know that you're all about protecting the kids, I really want to hear about it. 844-551-8255. Donald Trump said, you know, the little kids with Down syndrome or Asperger's or whatever, physical, mental, emotional injuries, we are going to fund you. We love what you do. We're America has a special place for you. We will not take away that funding. And it disappeared into the news cycle because they loved when Betsy DeVos took the money away. Then they go, oh, no. Donald Trump brought it back. It was masterful for Trump to do that because he knew that they were going to have to go, oh, geez, he's got a heart. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the Democrats don't. They like killing babies on the birthing table. You know, you didn't want it? Okay, no problem. We'll kill it. Yeah, we'll just suck its brains out or we'll do something. Glad you guys are here. Talking about Biden's mop-up team working in overtime. They have to. Why? Because they got a cover for Joe Biden and all of his public scandalous sexual abuse of women. And look, I'm not saying Biden is a rapist, but he's a creepy dude. And it makes you wonder, what would he do? What would he do if you were behind closed doors with him? He's symptomatic of the problem. If this guy has the kind of power to do that to you publicly, forget Harvey Weinstein jacking your butt up on the casting couch. That's nothing in comparison. Joe Biden says, I will publicly humiliate you with your husband present. And that's what he did with Stephanie Carter when the former defense secretary asked Carter was getting his official ranking or whatever he's going to do, joining the administration, and here's Biden over there molesting his woman. Yes, Stephanie, your husband's only feet away, and he can't do anything. So Stephanie Carter comes out. This happened in 2015, by the way, when Stephanie Carter was molested publicly by Joe Biden. The incident with Lucy Flores happened in 2014. Biden has a history of this. So there's a picture and a video. If you got to see it. And it was 2015, February. Ash Carter swearing in ceremony. He was going to lead the Pentagon. And there's Biden behind his wife, whispering in her ear, both hands on her shoulders. I don't know how you feel about that, but I know most guys would be like, even if you've got a strong relationship, you'd still be like, what is that clown doing whispering in your ear and kissing on your hair? Anyway, I'm reading this. After the swearing in, as Ash was giving remarks, he leaned in to tell me, thank you for letting him do this, and kept his hands on my shoulder as a means of offering his support, Carter wrote. Yeah, right, Stephanie. As he was, bouncing back and forth on your butt, gyrating his hips. Is that what you're trying to make me believe? She says, but a still shot taken from a video misleadingly extracted from what was a longer moment between close friends, sent out in a snarky tweet, came to be a lasting image of the day. Hey, Stephanie Ash or Carter. Yes, Ash, Stephanie Carter. Her husband's name is Ash. Anyway, if you want people to believe that that was an isolated moment of Joe Biden, you got the wrong group of Americans, because there are way too much evidence of this dude. Yeah. If you believe that her story, that her just coming out now is not coincidental, then, hey, you probably believe that Jussie Smollett was attacked by two pro-Trump white guys. The fingerprints on this story showcase political fixing, folks. That's what's happening here by the Biden campaign. This woman wants America to believe that the picture and the video of Biden bringing her over, putting his own hands, massaging her shoulders and kissing her neck and whispering to her is just standard fare. While her husband's up there. I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a show. What was it? Was it? I don't think it was. Maybe it was House of Cards. No. It wasn't. It was a Boss with Kelsey Grammer. Anyway, the guy who ran a department, he had an underling, and the underling had a really pretty wife, and the other guy had a kind of a frumpy wife, and they would get together for these couple swaps, and you could tell the underling man didn't really like that he had to capitulate to the boss. But the boss wanted his woman, and so he had to convince his wife, okay, look, this is the way my career will move forward. Let's do the wife swap, or husband swap, if you ladies want to look at it that way. And that's what they did. This kind of thing goes on in D.C. all the time. Like, hey, you got a good-looking wife. You might want to bring her over to the house, and let's figure out how things, this is not something that it wouldn't be unusual for me to find out that Biden is one of these guys that says, hey, listen, if you really want to get ahead in D.C., why don't you come over and you can be with Jill and I will be with your beautiful trophy wife. Okay, Mr. Vice President, let's do it. So when you see these types of things, don't just think of them as the innocent things that would potentially be in the real world where guys, me personally, I don't care if your husband's getting an award. I'm not walking up behind you, nuzzling in, grabbing you by the shoulders and getting a little, breast action with my hands as I creep them forward and then kissing you on the thing. It's not going to happen. In fact, I don't know of anybody that would do that unless you're creepy Joe Biden. So anyway, this woman wants you to believe that Joe Biden's not being creepy. We're just good friends. It's just creepy. Go look at the video. It's creepy. Look at the picture. And there's Ash Carter just dismissing it. he's just giving his speech. When right to his right, at the roughly, 2 o'clock position, his wife's being molested by creepy Joe. And Ash knows you don't buck the system in D.C. Who knows what happened after that? I'm just telling you, don't dismiss it. I'm not trying to be out. My producers are going, looking at me like I'm going too far here. I'm telling you, folks, don't be surprised if you learn there's a lot more to all of this. Yeah. But you know what? I have a way of explaining it even better. I want you to look at all the creepy pictures of Joe Biden, the situations that he's put himself in, and ask yourself a very simple question, okay? Ask yourself how the media would handle it if it were Donald Trump. Yeah. Kevin Jackson just got you, just punched you in your face. Ask yourself what would we be discussing? We discuss Donald Trump, right? All the women that this guy's been around, all the Miss Universes, the most gorgeous women on the planet. You can't find a single inappropriate picture of Donald Trump. Google creepy Joe Biden and watch how many pictures you find of creepy Joe. You follow? Yeah, because I got you. Anyway, this Politico article says this. Carter wrote that she and her husband had previously known Biden and his wife Jill for many years, long before he became vice president, and revealed that she expressed her condolences to the couple about the media coverage of the incident. Now, she's talking about in 2015, she contacted the Bidens and said, "I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. They found us out. They found us out. They know that we're, you know, in a couple's tryst. And then we get together as swingers." No, that's not what she said, but she's essentially saying, "I'm really sorry that this picture made Joe Biden look bad, blah, blah, blah," because she's got a cover. I mean, I don't know if she did it or not, but she claims she did. She says, "I told him that I felt awful that after he had generously taken time out of his day to swear in an old friend, his attempt to support me had become a joke. And even more, supposed proof positive that he didn't understand how to respect women," Carter wrote. "I thought it would all blow over if I didn't dignify it with a response. But clearly, that was wishful thinking." I don't know. Pardon me for being just a bit skeptical. Kevin Jackson, the skeptic. I'm no conspiracy theorist, but I'm telling you, D.C. is a swamp. It is Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids. Don't believe the hype. Everybody's got a mask on. Everybody's indulging their craziest fantasies and stuff, and there are people so willing to do it. You want to know why? Because they want the power and the financial gain that comes with it, and they're willing to sacrifice themselves, their children, their spouses, their friends, you name it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots going on in the news, folks, besides Biden, but we'll interweave it. But Joe Biden's got his issues, and I think the left is after him big time. But let's take a minute to go over some other things. So AOC says that the Republicans tried to amend the Congress tried to amend the Constitution in order to prevent FDR from being reelected. But she's kind of forgot that FDR was dead after that happened. But hey, let's not let the history, you know, and the true history get in the way of her potential logic there. She also said this: there will be no future in the Bronx if we don't pass the Green New Deal. Yeah, so she's going to be in the news for a while, making the Democrats look stupid, and be happy for that. Be happy for that. Let's see. CNN's Henderson was at a rally for Robert O'Rourke, and he says this: maybe the most electable candidate is actually a white male. Maybe it's the O'Rourke campaign that's spreading all these nastiness about Joe Biden, letting it all come back to surface about Biden. I don't know. Unbelievable. Good stuff out there, though. It's certainly rich content for me. The only problem for us, honestly, is by the time we cover one subject in any depth, there's 15 other things to talk about. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. CNN's Jake Tapper denied that the media got anything wrong with Russian collusion. Said, we didn't say there was a conspiracy. That's interesting. Here's another one. Campus Reform went out and they interviewed students on socialism, and all these students said they love socialism. I see nothing wrong with socialism until the interviewer, I forget his name, I met him at CPAC, but he comes out and he says, well, what about if we do socialism for your grades? And they were like, so I study hard, I have to cram, I have to do all my stuff, and then you're just going to give my grade to somebody else? No, I don't think that works. And so he turned the tables on him, and you can imagine what happened. The other thing that's in the news is Obamacare. People are saying thousands or millions are going to die if we don't improve our health care system, if we don't take away Obamacare. Trump's going to beat them. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Jussie Smollett, I mentioned him being in the news. I compare everything to Jussie Smollett these days. Chris Rock slammed this dude, said, you ain't getting no respect from me, but you want to know the real issue with that? Chris Rock said that he was told not to say any Jussie Smollett jokes, and he went off at the NAACP Image Awards. We'll talk more about that in a bit, too. But I want to finish up on Biden because Stephanie Carter, Ash Carter's wife, came out and said, you know that Creepy Joe picture where he's behind me and he's kissing my neck and he's humping me and, you know, he's molesting me from behind? I don't know. Who knows? Luckily, we can see both of Joe's hands, because I would have to wonder where one of them is if it was out of frame, because the woman looks scared, and she should, because Creepy Joe has got his shoulders on her hands and he's kissing her. It's practically an intimate. Get a room. Get a room, Joe Biden. And her husband's up there, and I want to thank the world, I want to thank everybody. And at 2 o'clock, 4 feet away, Joe Biden is molesting his wife. I don't care what kind of dude you are. If somebody said, I would send that picture to you in an 8 by 10, you know, or maybe bigger, 18 by 25 or something. What's the normal? Is it 18 by 24? Whatever the standard size is. I would send it to you and say, really? If you were one of my boys, I would send it to you and go, really? Yeah, you better get. Here's the reason why Joe Biden gets away with this stuff. It's because he's got Secret Service. Because I ask myself, why is Stephanie Carter, her husband's name is Ash, why is she just coming out with this now? Why not correct the record years ago if Joe Biden has been haunted by the specter of this thing? But now she wants to correct the record. So she published this blog post on Sunday on in a thing called Medium. And she described the Biden affection. She wrote that Biden's display of affection toward her in 2015 was appreciated, and she was uncharacteristically nervous after slipping on some ice upon her arrival at the Pentagon earlier in the day. So she was unnerved for slipping on ice, because you know what? Who knew ice was slippery? And then she might fall. So she fell and she was unnerved, and Joe knew it. So he was like, hey, I know you fell on some ice, girl. You need some comforting. Will somebody cue the Barry White? Who loves you, baby? You fell on some ice. Boom. Who loves you, baby? I'm never going to give you up. And so Joe, Creepy Joe, grabs her by the shoulders. I heard you fell on some ice earlier today, baby. And she was like, I did, Big Daddy. And Joe's like, I'm just going to rub your shoulders while Ash gets his award. I'm cracking myself up, man. What a, I mean, seriously. Because slipping on ice would unnerve any hardcore D.C. bureaucrat's wife. Yeah, who knew? I mean, if she slipped on ice in Arizona, in Phoenix, I would go, well, that's unnerving. Where did this ice come from, you know? Who brought this ice in? Because we're used to sunshine. But you in D.C., I was unnerved because I slipped on some ice. So I needed to be consoled publicly by creepy Joe Biden. And here's the deal. She didn't speak of this incident until last Sunday because she likely wanted to put this assault behind her. Let me put it another way. If Biden were Bill Cosby, he'd be in prison for less. Oh, yeah, I'll stand up for Bill. If nobody else will, I will. I don't give a crap about these feminist Me Too harlot shrews that are out there, these lying skanks. Oh, don't misunderstand me. There are some women going through legit stuff, and my heart is with them, and I'd stand up and fight for them in a minute. But these lying skanks like the Blasey Fords and people like that, they can kiss this black man's buttocks. Didn't speak of the incident until Sunday because somebody got to her and said, you know what? Joe's running for president. It would be nice if you could say something to dispel the idea of what he does. Because this chick, Lucy Flores, this Democrat candidate from, New Mexico for lieutenant governor, she's all up in it. Joe is having to fight for his political life. You want to know what his legacy is? That's his legacy, Lucy Flores. So Carter left herself some wiggle room because she wrote, she doesn't know Lucy Flores, but she supports, quote, her right to speak her truth. Adding that Flores and, quote, all women should be believed. And she's asking you to believe her now over Lucy Flores. So it's a backhanded way of saying, I'm really trying to tell you the Lucy. No, Stephanie Carter. We know you're lying, girl. Don't try to pull a Jussie Smollett on us. She described essentially the same scene that was described by Lucy Flores. She alleged that the same creepy tactics that happened in Las Vegas at that rally a year before. It happened to her. There was that awkward lean in to smell the hair and the kiss on the back of the head. And Lucy Flores went on to say it's easy to Google creepy Joe Biden. She said it's so easy to Google creepy Joe Biden. You get all these compilations of pictures and video evidence of young women and women looking very, very uncomfortable. If I had an awards thing right now, I would give one to Lucy Flores. Because Lucy Flores is speaking truth to power on this. She's telling us exactly what's going on here. And it takes guts to go against the Democrat machine. She's going to be, you know, persona non grata. But, you know, going after old white guys, rich old white guys like Joe Biden now is in vogue. So I think she's going to get away with it. Remember when Joe Biden had the hug on Hillary Clinton when they were on the tarmac? And Hillary's arms are down. She kind of quickly hugs Joe, and then she starts to lean backwards like she's doing a limbo. Like, pum, 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 pum. Like she's going to go. She's trying to lean so far back from Joe, it's crazy. He's about to break her back. And Joe won't let her go. He's like, pulling in for the money shot. Crazy, man. And I swear, go Google Joe, creepy Joe Biden, and you'll see him kiss women on the lips. This thing's it's got to be a shock to these women going, what just happened there? Biden is that dude, I'm telling you. He's that guy. Yeah. And then there was Annie Parnes at a 2013 holiday party. She's giggling, and there's Biden standing behind her, and she's like almost locking his hands so that they don't rise up and hit her in the breast. And then, of course, the most famous picture, as far as I'm concerned, is when he's with that biker chick and those two dudes are looking at her, looking at him going like, what the heck's going on here? I don't know what relationship they have to her, but those two guys are not happy. But Biden, this is a pathology, folks. This is a guy who's got serious problems. And finally, somebody's beginning to answer to this. You know, I should say somebody's beginning to ask questions of Biden and make him answer to it because it's long overdue. And I think it's the Democrats trying to hurt King Joe Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.